afternoon, and welcome to Born on the 4th of July. I'm your host, Barbara Jean. A beautiful spring day, and my wish for you far across this nation that some things are going your way in your life. And we have an interesting month of April. So much happening, we can hardly hold on to our hats. I would like to bring front and center, maybe you've heard about it, but just so you know, and you can write it on your issues list, your concern list, so to speak. President Barack Obama speaking in Mexico Thursday, April 16th, 2009, announced his support for an international firearms treaty that could have far-reaching effects on the Second Amendment and U.S. gun ownership without any legislation. A treaty ratified by the Senate would do. And this treaty is already written and could become law. So let me repeat that again. In Mexico, the date April 16th, President Obama speaking from Mexico indicated support for an international firearms treaty that could have far-reaching effects. The treaty, jot it down, Inter-American Convention Against the Illicit Manufacture of and Trafficking in Firearms, Ammunitions, Explosives, and Other Related Materials. And of course, this is part of the Organization of American States. The treaty was presented in Washington, D.C., at a special session of the General Association of the Organization of American States. As near as I can research, it was presented 11/14/97, and it was adopted at that time by this Association of the Organization of American States. And in some ways, it might have wanted to go into effect 7/01/98 as it was written. The U.S. signed under President Clinton 11/14/97. Now, of course, this remains to be set before the United States Senate. But once again, so you as a listening audience are well aware, our new president, Barack Obama, announced his support for the Inter-American Convention Against the Illicit Manufacturing of and Trafficking in Firearms, Ammunition, Explosives, and Other Related Materials. Just as a background, jot that down. Already, I do believe Clinton signed on to it, and that was 11/14/97. Today's guest, Mr. Matt Moody of America First. Good afternoon.
Hey, how are we doing, Barbara Jean?
I'm fine. I thought that was interesting that he would choose Mexico to say, yes, I'm for this, and not the United States.
Well, I tell you, in the last week, I've had some really interesting discussions with folks, and it's been interesting to note that the common thread we're all concerned about is typically when a head of a country goes somewhere, he just goes by himself, and he'll take somebody over, and they'll have a chat, and then they'll come back. But it seems like this trip to Mexico was very unusual. He took the Secretary of State and also took the Homeland Security.
We'll go to break. We'll be right back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at readyreservefoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org. Our coffee grows in the dense volcanic-rich soil, herbicide and pesticide-free, and in the high altitudes of Guatemala, in conditions that are ideal for natural growth of this high-quality coffee. Try our mellow cup of coffee that is ground and roasted with 25% hemp seed from Canada. With a wonderful nutty flavor that contains 18% protein, our roasters bring a unique flavor that makes this the best cup of coffee you'll ever have. Try our new special roast hemp coffee from hempusa.org and wake up your brain without the jitters. Our customers look forward to their next cup of hemp coffee. Visit us at hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. That's 908-691-2608 and see if you'll change your mind about drinking coffee again. Taste the difference. Feel the difference at hempusa.org today.
Thank you for listening to Born on the 4th of July. Today's guest, Mr. Matt Moody. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself briefly? I know we had you on just recently, but someone might be tuning in for the first time. Tell us who you are and who you represent.
Oh, you bet, Barbara Jean. I'd love to. I am the NAS commander of the America First Leadership Organization, and it's a now it's growing very rapidly. We actually launched the organization back in February, and since that time, our numbers are growing rapidly. We've partnered with a couple of different organizations that have helped vault us through the last couple of months into a real powerhouse, a strategic powerhouse, and we're pleased. We've been able to add Dr. Orly Takes to our board. She is Director of Legal Services for our national staff, and we've also been fortunate most recently to add Dr. Jerome Corsi as a consultant with our organization. So we have a great deal of credibility. We are organization that's really focusing on national issues, but drawing them into the states. We realize that Washington, D.C. has become, well, I refer to it as a country within itself. They have segregated the good citizens of this nation. They have, they're not listening to us. By any stretch of the imagination, they are ignoring us as a population, and they're trying to force us to do things that are unconstitutional. And let me give you some points to tag on there, you know, H.R. 45, the weapons issues, Ammunition Accountability Act. And, of course, it all lends credence to what Obama did in Mexico, and we can get back to that in a minute. But I work with a lot of very, very fine people. National Deputy Commander is Brigadier General Charles Jones, who is a retired Air Force general, and very, very pleased to work with him. In fact, I've only known him about 3 years, but we have developed just an immense respect and relationship over the years, respect for each other. He is just a brilliant man, and has some great insights into how this, what's happened in this country and where it's going. But I've got to tell you, I'm a veteran myself. I'm a former Marine. I was in the Marine Corps and then later was commissioned and went in the Army and became an Army officer. But Barbara Jean, those of us in AFL, America First Leadership, by the way, our website is afleadership.org. afleadership.org. And we are very, very concerned about the state of our nation. We are in trouble. And in our opinion, and in my opinion, we are dealing with the dynamics of a nation that is falling apart at the seams. People refuse to uphold constitutional and rule of law issues. We have corruption that is just throughout our government, and yet we have the good citizens of this country who are being forced to trying to force upon us taxation without representation, firearms restrictions, which they don't have the right to do. In fact, let me reference something I saw today, and I had to chuckle at this, dealing with the Second Amendment, because we also endorse Gun Owners of America, and many of us are great Second Amendment advocates. And but I have to tell you, a USA poll came out, and when I read this question, I took the poll. By the way, I was 2,104,031st person to take the poll. And when I took it, Barbara Jean, I read the question, and I was just like, geez. Well, this was the question: does the Second Amendment give individuals the right to bear arms? And my first impression when I saw that was, I wonder if anybody at the USA Today had taken the time to read the Constitution, say, in the last 10 years, because that is such a stupid question to ask, yet the poll was showing 96% yes, 3% no, and 1% undecided. So I couldn't believe my eyes when I was reading this thing, and I thought, when was the last time anybody's read the Constitution? By the way, I love to hear from people, Barbara Jean. I love to hear from the people on the ground, the citizens of this country. And I would love to have folks call in today. I'd love to talk to them. I'd love to discuss the issues. I don't care which side of the fence you're on. Call in, talk about some things, because that's where you're going to get the pulse of this nation. And, again, going back to this USA Today thing, I was sitting here thinking, oh, my gosh. You know, all you have to do is read it. Read the Second Amendment, and it's so clear. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, comma, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Yes, the answer to the poll is yes. We do have the right to bear arms. And thank goodness that our founding fathers understood that concept, because they had just been through all that tyranny in England, and they were trying to avoid more. And so we find ourselves in a real state of disarray in this country right now. But, you know, one of the things that happened recently, and we talked about this, I think, just last week in this same venue, was the Homeland Security Assessment Report. And I'm sure you've had plenty of time to review that, right, Barbara Jean?
It's incredible, isn't it? Just an aside here for those who are listening, do call in today. It's your opportunity to find out what America First is all about, the organization. Do you want to join? How can you participate? What are the goals? 800-313-9443. Once again, give us a call, 800-313-9443. And congratulations to your organization for lining up I think, stellar people across this nation. It can only add to your momentum, the momentum of everyone belonging to. This is sort of an umbrella organization, isn't it? You invite others to join with you as well.
Absolutely.
Other organizations.
In fact, how this works is really neat. We're sort of the catalyst for unifying a lot of varied organizations out there. We're not asking those organizations to give up their autonomy. We're not asking for their leadership to dissolve. We're not asking for any of that. What we're saying is that we have something unique. We have something, we have connections that people don't have. We have abilities that some organizations don't have. We just have a certain clout, an ability, some things that folks just don't have. But what we're doing mostly and primarily here is unifying all these groups into one organization, because the voice and the numbers are critical. I had the pleasure of attending a tea party, for example, this last week, and was grateful to support it. I think it's tremendous. And, in fact, had a few moments with Congressman Jason Chaffetz. Had a chance to speak with him and discuss a couple of critical issues, but I'll tell you, it was heartwarming to see the numbers of people coming out. But then the next day was interesting. On Thursday, there was a gal I was listening to. I think it was the Glenn Beck show, and I was listening, and this gal called in and said, "You know, I went to the Tea Party, did this, da da da. Now what?" And, folks, we're the Now What organization. We're the ones moving it beyond the mark.
Matt, we have a caller from Quince, Quince in Pennsylvania. Quince, you're on, and you can interact with Matt Moody. Welcome.
I heard the call go out for callers, so I called in for a terrific organization. It sounds fantastic. I just wanted to mention that we had about 2,500 people in Harrisburg at the Tea Party. And as I was walking around passing out DVDs and some site literature, I noticed that a lot of these people, about 80% of them, are newbies. They've just been stung over and over, and they really don't quite understand where it's coming from. So they got a lot of homework to do.
Well, that's what we're about here on Born on the 4th of July. We're going to bring America to America. And it just makes me so excited to have contact with somebody like Matt and his organization. It's a new kid on the block, but do not be concerned about the newness of it. It has structure, and you're ready to go, aren't you, Matt?
Well, we are. We're already going. In fact, our staff members have already met with some office people there in the office director in Las Vegas, Nevada, in Harry Reid's office. We're also meeting with Senator Anson and his folks in his office. But, you know, we confronted them. And I got to be honest with you, we're just going to have to tell some folks no sometimes. And that's basically what we've told Senator Reid and others. That, you know, H.R. 45, it basically dissolves the Second Amendment. You cannot do that. You can't pass a law, because I can honestly tell you, I was, Quince, I was at a gun show, over the weekend, and I don't know how things are developing out in Harrisburg, but I can honestly tell you that, boy, taking the pulse of the folks at the gun show here locally, my gosh, they're just not going to accept this. These are the citizens that are not going to accept these kinds of restrictions. And you know, we're not talking about a revolution here. We're not talking about shooting anybody or anything and so on and so forth. We're not talking about that. We're simply talking about the fact that our founding fathers have given us the right to bear arms, and it's to protect us from a tyrannical government. And I have to be honest with you, our government is tyrannical. That's just the way it is.
Quince, do you have any further comment?
Yes.
Looks like we're going to go to break here. Why don't you hold your thought?
If you could hold me.
We're going to go to break here, sir. Why don't you hold your thought? We'll be right back, and we'll turn the mic to Quince.
Here's
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but beta prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription beta prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try beta prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
Hello there. We're back, and we have Quince from Pennsylvania. One other comment, and then we'll go to Rick in Tennessee. Quince, thank you for calling in.
I think one thing that needs to be illuminated, Dr. Orly Tates is getting there. She's tremendous. But one of the things we need to really illustrate to newbies and people, legislators, is the nature of the people we are dealing with, the globalists, and their minions, and our servants who are working with them to eliminate our sovereignty. We need to reveal the nature of these people. It's just not an administrative error. We are talking about a concerted effort to deteriorate and dissolve the last vestiges of individual and state and national sovereignty.
Quince, you're absolutely right. You're right on the money, partner. You're right on the money.
People like Quince join your organization, and how does that work, Matt?
Oh, it's real easy. Quince, go to afleadership.org. Go to afleadership.org, and you can look through there. It talks about you can click on a various set of buttons there. You can locate the application. You can download the application, mail it in, or you can join right online. We've got it set up so that you can join up right online there.
Thank you so much.
Do it right now. Thank you for the show, Barbara Jean.
You bet. And Rick in Tennessee, welcome.
Rick? Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Can you hear me?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I just I can't talk very long because I'm working and I happen to be able to turn on the computer and listen, so it was kind of cool. Matt, the only point I would like to say is that yes, the Constitution does, you know, say that you can own a firearm, but I would disagree in that God gives me the right to own a firearm.
You know what? That's God where all right. these rights come from. Rick, sure. That's exactly right. That's where all our rights come from.
So, you know, it's like there's this one guy, he's Michael Ferris of the Homeschool Defense. We homeschool our kids, and they want an amendment
right.
for the rights of parents over their children. I'm like, we don't need this amendment. We need to just fight for the right that we already have. And that's what
you
I'd
know,
like.
You're absolutely right. You are correct. You know, this is the grand thing about what the Founding Fathers did, right, was they provided, they set this thing up for us, and we really don't need to mess with it at this stage of the game. What we need to do is preserve it. We need to revitalize it. We need to bring it out of the dust it off. And, you know, the idea that you're homeschooling your kids is critical because I used to substitute teach in schools around here and actually do so periodically. But I've got to tell you something. Our children have been conditioned the way that the National Education Association wanted them raised and the way that, you know, various state education associations wanted them raised. And it's not the way our children should be raised. We should be teaching our children about God. We should be teaching our children about the Constitution. We should be teaching our children about our relative rights. So, Rick, you're right on the money, partner. You really are.
Yes. Thank you for listening.
Let me say one more thing, too. You were right about the tyranny. I was at the Tea Party in Nashville, and you know, judging from maybe 15% of the signs, they actually knew what was going on. You know, I had a sign on the income tax. You know, if you have a direct tax on your labor, you're a slave. I mean, it's pretty clear.
And yeah,
thank you.
And what we've got, you, Rick, thanks so much.
Yeah, sure, I'm going to hang up.
Okay, we're going to go to Doug in Ohio, and we appreciate the response from the listeners. And Doug, if you'll hold on just a minute, we're going to get to you. But as we speak, we have the Homeland Security assessment that has just flown all over the internet. Some person on the inside, I do believe, leaked it to a talk show host. And so now we see how about 75% of the citizens of the United States can qualify for being a terrorist. You want to just speak on the assessment just a moment, or you can bring Doug in from Ohio. He's on.
Yeah, maybe we can do both. I'd like to hear from Doug. Doug, come on.
Well, thank you, Barbara Jane. I guess my first point about Homeland Security, I don't know how many people know this or not, but you know, the Homeland Security has been working in conjunction with the Highway Patrol and I believe the Army in Tennessee doing these random, what they call, seatbelt checks. And
I'm familiar, Whitesville, Tennessee. I think the governor intervened there because it got out on the internet and all about, and they may have called that first one, Whitesville, Tennessee, off. A couple of weeks ago, but they're
yes.
ready to go. You're right.
Right. It's, you know, again, I think that this is, you know, kind of a feeling out process to see what kind of reaction that people are going to have, you know, once they, you know, hear about these things. But second of all, my son and I went and celebrated Patriots Day yesterday by attending an Appleseed shoot in Athens, Ohio. And, you know, Appleseed is all about the history of April 19th, 1775, and the commitment that it took from a lot of brave men and women, you know, to put their lives on the line for the things that we have been able to enjoy today.
Very fine. And was there a good attendance?
It was sold out on Saturday and Sunday.
Terrific. Absolutely.
Good for America.
Yes.
You're darn right. And you know something, Dougie, I was sitting here thinking as you were speaking about the things
we're
that are going
to go
on.
To break, sir. We'll go to break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Newsflash. Unemployment is soaring over 10%. The dollar is plummeting, and banks are beginning to close their doors. Financial experts are saying we are headed for an economic depression.
Depression.
Depression. The world is on the brink of total meltdown. Unless you expect the government to bail you out, you must be able to grow your own healthy food. Newsflash. SurvivalistSeeds.com has just released a brand new heirloom seed pack at a dramatically reduced price.
Dramatically reduced.
So you and your family have a long-term food solution.
Solution.
Solution. The choice between starvation and freedom is made by you
right now.
Right now. Go to SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. Because you are almost out of time.
Time.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Galea, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt Expert System has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. Guaranteed.com.
The music that you're listening to, the spirited music, sort of describes the urgency of the hour. We're hearing from Doug in Ohio. We have callers lined up. We'd like to get all of you in. A reminder, it's AF Leadership. org. And what is your title, Matt Moody?
I am the national commander. We have set this organization up in a quasi-military type structure because it just works. It's very effective. But that does not mean we're not heavy-handed. We're not anything. We're part of the organization. We're we the people, Barbara Jean. But we even have a uniform. Is an optional uniform for some but it just renders a little more clout, just allows us to have a little more presence, wherever we go. And we're very proud, of the fact that we have one. And, afleadership.org, we are excited about what's been happening, the things that have occurred in the last couple of months, in fact, in the last, few days. We've had contacts from other organizations that are wanting to align with us and partner with us, and we are absolutely thrilled. And real quick, with one of the things Doug had said, he struck a chord with me, and I began, all of a sudden, this thing came to my head, and I thought, you know, this is interesting. It said, we have people back there running the country as if we don't exist, and yet we are the country. We are the people. And, Doug, I appreciate you for... and Rick and Quince, all of you, for triggering those thoughts, because that's who we are. AF Leadership is about is about you and about me. It's about us. It's about the core of being an American. And we have partnered, for example, we've partnered with Fire Coalition and National Veterans Coalition. We have just been able to put on Larry Brazell, who's our director. He's our liaison officer for law enforcement. And we'd encourage everybody to go to our site, afleadership.org, sign up, join us, and see. You can read all about how we've got things structured. We structure things on the national, state, and district level. And we would admonish everybody to align and join with us so that we can you just add your numbers and your voice to ours. And it will be amazing to see what happens. We've got some great things planned. We won't talk about them today on the radio, but we have some great things planned and some real eye-opening things, and we hope that people will be watching us very closely.
If America's eyes are not opened by the Department of Homeland Security's assessment of April 7th, then they really are asleep. Doug in Ohio, do you have a further comment before we go to Wally in Idaho?
Yes, I do. And my comment is this. You know, understanding all the things that the Founding Fathers gave to us in, you know, these brilliant documents that they put together with the hand of God. And in the Second Amendment, I believe, guarantees all the other amendments.
And I everyone
that,
should
that's
call.
That's absolutely right, Doug.
Everyone
if we,
should
if we
call.
Lose the Second Amendment. I'm sorry.
Okay, I was just going to suggest that everyone, even this hour, this minute, should call their elected representatives and speak on the President of the United States, indicating that he would be so happy to sign us up again with this international treaty, which I believe has already been signed in my best research in 11/14/97. But we'd like to let them know that we are not interested in the Organization of American States treaties to be presented to the Senate of the United States and to be willfully passed. That's coming up as the President is indicating a possibility of the same. Back to you, Doug or Matt, whoever was speaking.
Okay, and my last point to the statement is this, that I believe that this treaty is one of the last warning shots over the bow of the American people before things really become out of control.
Impossible, you bet.
And I believe, you know, Mr. Moody, with your assessment, that we need to do everything that we can short of taking to arms. But I believe in all of my heart of hearts that unless the American people stand up and say we are willing to die, that nobody is going to take us serious. You know, the American patriots, prior to April 19, 1775, had organization. You know, they did not want to go to war. That was their last thing. But they did have methods to communicate, the means to communicate, and the knowledge of how they were going to communicate. We have none of those things.
We have today. Go to the website for America First Leadership. Go to afleadership.org, and you'll find a lot of help there. Matt, back to you.
Yeah, exactly. And I want to make another statement here in line with what you mentioned about. We've had several shots across our bow. But we're Americans, and you can shoot across our bow all you want because, you know, and we're advocating a very peaceful, logical, rule of law approach to what we're doing here.
Sure.
In fact, if you want to know something, I think that a lot of documents like this and the MIAC report, the Missouri State Police situation, and others are all an attempt to incite someone to trigger something. And my admonishment is that everybody needs to just keep a cool head about themselves, but we need to approach this as logical, good Americans, and that is go out there and do what we need to do, eyeball-to-eyeball contact with our elected officials, and tell them no. Tell them no. that this is not going to work. You're not going to diminish our rights any longer. And it amazes me how 500 and so people in Congress can try to dominate or control everything that the millions of the citizens out here. Folks, we're the employer. They are the employees. They have better come to a grips with that particular stance. Things are going to have to change. And like I said, we're just changing the way things are being done.
We're going to go to Wally in Idaho and to your other callers that are in line, JG in California and Ed in Canada. Thanks for calling in, and we're going to get right to you. So now to Wally in Idaho, you're on with Matt Moody.
Thank you, Barbara Jean. Mr. Moody, I'm retired,
yes,
and, you know, I'm retired and living on, you know, a limited income. But
yes,
the past month, I've donated $200 to 10 different patriotic organizations. And the reason I'm mentioning this is because, you know, if there's people out there that they feel like they don't really know what's going on in politics, they're really frustrated, they're angry, and they don't know what to do, you can donate money to organizations that do know what to do. And even if it's
sure.
only $10, if 1 million
sure.
people donate $10 to an organization, that's $10 million. So if you can even donate $10, you know, it really adds up.
Good idea.
Oh, yeah, it's a great idea, and
okay,
we're open to all those suggestions.
Listeners out there, if you want to send your $10, and I believe in $10 because I encourage from time to time for citizens to do just what Wally is doing, and $10 maybe you can do, but if 1,000 of us do it, it makes a difference. So let's go on record today and say let's join in, 10,000 of us or 1,000. How do we contribute to your organization, AmericaFirstLeadership.org?
Well, you can go right to our, in fact, you can go to our page right on the website, right down there at the bottom, our headquarters is P.O. Box 277, Lehigh, that's L-E-H-I, Utah, 84043-0277. P.O. Box 277. Lehigh, Utah, 84043-0277. Our national headquarters is here in Utah, and we've got, as I say, we're building out through all the 50 states and districts. And I'll tell you, it is absolutely amazing what we're doing. And I, you know, to go back and talk about our national staff, Barbara Jean, we've got a great intelligence officer there too, Judy Singer. She is just an amazing person. I've had the chance to meet her and talk with her and visit with her on a couple different occasions, and she's terrific. And the whole staff, Dr. Orly Tapes, all of them are just terrific. But I can tell you that we have something that nobody else has. We have got the prescription, I think, for solving a lot of the country's ails. For a lot of the things that ails this country. And I'm grateful. I am really, really grateful for the opportunity to even be where I am because, you know, I didn't want this job initially, but it has proven to be a real eye-opener and just a tremendous opportunity for me to be the national commander of AFL. And one of the things, Wally, you know, you bring up a good point. More and more people are finding themselves on a limited income basis. And, you know, if they're having tough times, we know it because, you know, I've got a neighbor. I've got a next-door neighbor that lost his job. And I see in my community all the things that are going on, but it's all because of very, very poor decisions on the part of the leaders in our country. And I know a few people in this country that could do a tremendous job given half a chance. And yet they're the ones being excluded, and they're also being labeled as terrorists in this country now. And I wanted to make a point, because I wanted to reference something here real quick, Barbara Jean. Wally, I appreciate you, buddy. I appreciate you, and keep up the good work. One of the things, it was a Washington Times article that came out about this Homeland Security document assessment. And one of the comments in there was the White House has distanced itself from the analysis. Now, I got a question. Why is it that the White House distanced itself from something when the person in the White House is the one who hired that person in the first place. Now, you know, it might, if I were the president, the buck would stop at my desk, okay? I think we have very poor leadership in this country, and I don't care what anybody says. I think that it's time for us as Americans to become vocal. Get out there and tell our government exactly how we feel. It takes courage to do things. You know, it took courage for those guys in Concord to do the things that they did. It took courage just to cross the ocean and come to a new country. It took courage to tell people no. Well, you know, no is a pretty good word, especially when you got, what do we have now, over $12 trillion in debt? No should have been said a long time ago, Barbara Jean, a long time ago.
Well, you know, you mentioned that the Washington Times article that said the White House was distancing itself from this Homeland Security assessment. Look at the dates. The assessment was April 7th, 2009, and on April 16th, they went to Mexico City, and I do believe Napolitano joined him there for the day in Mexico, and she didn't get fired, did she?
No. In fact, she's gotten, you know, I'm just appalled. I'm just appalled at what's happened with that situation. She is, I've actually seen her on television doing a couple of reports and interviews. And very poor presence, in my opinion. She doesn't represent me. She represents an out-of-control organization, in my opinion.
JG in California, we invite you to join, and you're on with Matt Moody.
Morning, Bob, and good morning, Commander.
Hey, how you doing, JG? Just call me Matt, would you?
Yes, sir. I just wondered, what area are you in?
We're all over
Nevada area.
Well, I am in Utah.
Okay, because I'm in the Nevada area for a while, and I was wondering, do you have a phone number? I don't have a computer that's functioning all the time, but I just wondered, is there a way to contact you through phone? If there isn't, Greg Evenson has my phone number. Do you know how to get a hold of him?
If you need to, Matt, why don't you call the studio in RBN and leave your telephone number for the caller in California, JG, if that's a better way to do it, or if you want to give a number, choose to do so.
Right, because I've got some voiceover impressions if you need me on some spots. I do a couple of presidents and a couple of political or some music ability and singing, so if you need that, let me know, Matt.
Hey, you know what? That's great. First thing we need to do is get you on board, partner. Let's get you hooked up somehow, JG. And I'll tell you what, I will call the station, leave my number. Or if you would, call the station, leave your number, and I will contact you. And we'll go from there, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Thanks. Okay, we're going to move forward now to Ed in Canada. We'd like to get everybody on. Ed, welcome to Born on the 4th of July.
Hi, glad to be back again. You have a good guest there. I picked up a news item you might be interested in. Up in Billings, Montana, it's a population of about 100,000, the Yellowstone County Sheriff's Department rolled out its new 13-foot-tall, 35,000-pound ballistic-engineered armored response vehicle purchased with Homeland Security grant money.
Oh, you want to repeat that, please, Ed? Repeat that, please.
So, from Billings, Montana, which has a population of about 100,000, the Yellowstone County Sheriff Department rolled out its new 13-foot-tall, 35,000-pound ballistic-engineered armored response vehicle purchased with Homeland Security grant money. Now, this thing has gun ports, 2.5-inch thick glass. It's called a Bear. You can look it up on the Internet and see what they are. But, I mean, it's a weapon of war, and here it is. It's supposed to be used by the Montana Yellowstone County Sheriff's Department and the police in Billings, Montana.
Yeah.
You take my breath away.
Probably going to be used against one of us at some point, I guess. I don't know. Guys, you know what? I got to tell you, yesterday, going about this assessment, I find people in unusual places sometimes, but yesterday, I'm an avid churchgoer. I'm very devout. Without God, we're nothing. So what it comes down to is simply this. I was teaching a lesson in church yesterday, and the first thing that happened was there was a veteran, an Air Force veteran in there, a good friend of mine, and he just looked at me and he says, you know, Matt, he said, I'm beginning to see what you're talking about. He said, I can't believe that I'm a terrorist now because I served my country.
And I said, well, in Canada, to stay with us. We'll go to break.
Yep,
we'll be right back.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
They say 50 is the new 40. I like that idea. But it won't change the facts about prostate health. At my age, you have to understand what the prostate affects. Urine flow, intimacy, sleeping habits, overall quality of life. So if you're like me and you want to give your body nutritional support for a healthy prostate, then take what I take. All natural beta prostate. Now, many men try Saul Palmetto, but Beta Prostate has hundreds of times more healthy plant sterols. In Europe, doctors prescribe plant sterols for prostate support, but here you can get them in non-prescription Beta Prostate. This is targeted nutrition, and it works with your body. So why wouldn't you take this amazing nutrient? Here's a number you can call to try Beta Prostate risk-free. Call 800-362-5848. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or you get your money back. 800-362-5848. That's 800-362-5848.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've never seen an hour go so fast, but guess what? It's spirited, and I feel your presence. Isn't radio and technology absolutely marvelous? I feel the spirit out there. And in Canada, I just have to ask you, did you say it's called The Bear?
Yeah, correct.
It's called The Bear, and yeah, people could go find it on the internet?
Well, it's... Bear is the abbreviation the military would use for a ballistic engineered armored response vehicle. That's
oh
where
my.
They got the initials. Ballistic engineered armored response vehicle.
It seems to me that being polite isn't what we need to do now. Back to you, Matt, and our closing moments are few. Ed and all others who've called in, thanks so much. You've added to our show. Matt, the time is yours.
Okay, well, I appreciate it. And, Ed, thanks so much for joining us today. As with Clint and Rick and Wally and Doug and JG and all you guys, just terrific. Let me just take a second and talk to the American citizens here in this country about what's really going on. Your country is being taken away from you. That's just exactly how I feel about it. Your country is all you've got. Your families, your property, all the things that you have worked so hard all your lives for. That's all you've got, and it's all you're ever going to have. But if they take things away from you, starting with your rights under the Constitution, I guarantee you that things are going to be very, very tough. Slavery comes in a lot of different forms, oppression and debt and other things. And as a people, we need to get out of debt as quickly as possible. As a people, we need to I want to admonish everybody to start a food storage program if you haven't started one. Build and plant a Patriot's Victory Garden. You know, we got H.R. 875 out there, which is nonsense, telling people they can't grow gardens. You know, I spoke to my grandfather years ago about the Victory Gardens that existed in this country during World War One, World War Two, and Korea and other things, and we need gardens. You go plant your gardens. Don't worry. You know, I'm not trying to be the kingpin here that says, yeah, you have the authority to do this. We've always had the authority to have a garden, for crying out loud. We don't need the government to tell us now that we don't have the right to build to have a garden. Take what space you can and grow one. You know, again, this is our country. You are fellow citizens, your fellow patriots. The idea of them taking the Second Amendment, and it was referred to earlier about this, the Second Amendment, in my opinion, is the keystone to all the others. If we lose the Second Amendment, fellow patriots, we're lost. The rest of them will fall like a house of cards. And our founding fathers had sense enough to know that the chances of a tyrannical government emerging again was always there. But again, I want to admonish everyone to think about your future, think about your children's future. Understand that that Obama, and I want to talk about him for just a second, is in the time that he's been in office has done more damage than just about all the other presidents combined financially. And I don't care what anybody says. It's just plain and simple. The facts are the facts.
Our time is over. I want to thank you for being on Born on the 4th of July. Please come back again real soon. We'll get you back on. And to all the callers and listeners, it is an hour of urgency for the United States of America.
Hey, thank you.
With recent internet.